bless your people. We declare your mighty word. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Who reigns forever.
One more time. Your name, we exalt your name, we magnify your name. We say there is none like unto thee, there is none as holy as thee. We bless you for who you are. You are the Father of all fathers. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the I am that I am. We thank you, God, for permitting us to be gathered like this. This gathering is unto you. This gathering is because of you. And this gathering is for you. Thank you for your divine visitation. As you touch your people where nobody else can touch them, let no one leave here empty-handed. Father, we ask, O God, that you open our eyes to see, open our ears to hear, open our hearts to receive, and open our lips to proclaim your glory. We say, Lord, let your will be done. Have your way in our midst. Let your purpose be fulfilled, and let only your name be glorified. Thank you, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let someone shout aloud, hallelujah. Let the fathers in the house shout the loudest, hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And this parish is known as Jesus House, Toronto. And this location is the Joy Center. As we gather, our joy will be full. And pleasures forevermore will be at the right hand of the Almighty God. Amen. And I believe that as you are expectant, your expectation will not be cut off in Jesus' name. I want to thank God for all the fathers in the house. I know that God himself will give you the grace. God himself will give you the wherewithal. God will provide all the resources, because God does not put you in a particular role and not give you the ability. He will give you the ability to function. The unction to function will be your portion in Jesus' name. But one thing I know is that God himself has given each and every one of us a role in the family. And the Bible says in Colossians 4:19, say unto Archippus, take heed of the ministry you have received of the Lord, that you may fulfill. Amen. And I pray that the ministry we have received as fathers, we will fulfill it in Jesus' name. It will not and never be an abandoned project in the name of Jesus Christ. You would appreciate your family. Your family would appreciate you. You would add value to your family, and value will also be added to your life in Jesus' name. Just a quick recap. First service, we said what fathers need or what men need. Amen. And when we talk about men and we talk about fathers, I want to remind us that being a man is not by birth, it's by choice. They are the choices you make. Amen. And same thing, being a father is not because you have given birth to a child, it's a choice you make. And I pray that we will make those choices. And as we make those choices, we will go to God for what we need, not what we want. And we said the blessing of Genesis 1:28, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, is a blessing that God has already released. And for us to connect to it, we must stand in the resources that God has given unto us. Amen? God put man in the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And he also gave certain instructions, and he now gave man a partner. What did we say in the first service? What does man need? It's not, I need all the money in the world. You know, you don't. Not, I need to be popular. No, you don't. No, I want to be a celebrity. No, you don't. Because sometimes people achieve all the things and they are empty. And God knows what will fill that vacuum. And what does a man need or a father need? One, we need his presence. Amen? And that's why he put us in the Garden of Eden. And if you are falling out, Jesus will bring you back. I said, Jesus will bring you back. Two, we need his purpose. Because for every one of us, we have a specific role to play. And our assignment can only be discovered in his purpose. So it's important you know right now that you need his purpose. You can't do with his purpose. You can't do without his purpose. So you need to discover his purpose, and you need to discover your assignment within his purpose. Three, we said you need his principles. And that's what the word of God is all about. If you depend on your principles, if you depend on your values, if you depend on your experience, you would fail. The Bible says there are ways that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And that's why Jesus Christ says, he that hears and does my saying is likened unto a wise man. But he that hears and does not do is considered foolish. So there could be a foolish man, there could be a foolish husband. It's all about going in line with the principles of the word of God. And lastly, we said man needs a partner. Because as the Bible says in Genesis 2 from 15 to 18, God himself emphasized that it is not good for man to be alone. I'll create a helpmate. I'll give him a helpmate that is comparable to him. Why do you need a partner? Because God himself said so. And if God said so, it is for no other reason than to fulfill your Genesis 1:28 blessing. You will be fruitful. You will replenish. You will subdue. You have dominion. You will multiply in Jesus' name. And all this can only be done, his presence, his purpose, his principles, and his divine partner can only be done with having Jesus Christ in your life. So if you're a man or you're a husband and you don't have Jesus Christ, then you are operating at less capacity. You know, there's a book I read many years ago, and an enemy called Average. You don't want to be average. You don't want to be a mediocre. The only way you can operate in your full capacity, your full potential, the only way you can operate in your purpose, the only way you can know your identity, the only way you can know your origin, the only way you can know your destination is to have Jesus Christ in your life. And when we gather like this, it is important that you open up your heart to receive a word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As you receive the word that you receive would find seed in your heart, will take seed in your heart, will germinate, will sprout, and will flourish. But the word that you receive is not just for you to hold it and just go around with it. It's for you to believe in it. And as you believe in it, it's for you to declare it. And as you declare that word, it's for you to walk in line with it. And that word will not lie. That word will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, within the time I have, I'll just talk briefly about three men in the Bible. Three men, could call them three fathers, or potential fathers, or spiritual fathers, or biological fathers. And this takes us to the scripture in 3 John. 3 John. And I will read from verse 1 to 12, because I believe someone needs to hear this. would like to talk about these three men. And I believe that as we hear the story about these three men, we'll be able to take a decision. You'll be able to decide how you want to operate as a man and how you want to operate as a father. Remember I said, being a man, being a father is a choice you would make. And I want to believe that you will make the right choices in the mighty name of Jesus. 3 John 1, 1 to 12. There's only one chapter. 3 John 1 to 12. And I'll read. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. And it goes further to say, for I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you. The truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. The truth in you, and as you walk in the truth. The word in you, and as you walk in line with that word. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have borne witness of your love before the church. Who have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well. Because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles, we therefore ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth. Now that's the story about a man called Gaius. Now we want to hear about a man called Diotrephes. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have preeminence amongst them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds, which he does prating against us with malicious words. And not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil. That's the story about a man called Diotrephes. Now we want to hear about the story of a man called Demetrius. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has a good testimony from us, from all, and from the truth itself. And we also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true. Amen. These three men could be any one of us. Today is Father's Day. We thank God for the fathers. We appreciate them. We love them. But the word of God goes beyond the fathers. Because every one of us will be held accountable for the word that we have received. When man sinned, God said to Adam, "What did you do?" He had to account. Then God went to Eve. "What did you do?" She had to account. Then God also went to the serpent. Everyone would have to account. In the story of these three men, the Bible recounts what Gaius did. What did Gaius do? He made a choice. And what was his choice? That he would be faithful to the truth. He would not be influenced by what is going on around him. He would be faithful to the truth. He would stand upon this word. He made a choice that he would not be a fair weather Christian. He made a choice that he would not be a submarine Christian that comes up only when things are good. He made a choice that he would live in the truth. He made a choice that he would act faithfully. He made a choice that he would be obedient, completely obedient to the word of God. He made a choice that he will fulfill God's purpose for his life. He will perform his divine assignment. It will not be an abandoned project. He made a choice that life was all about doing the will of God. He made a choice that this God is who he will serve. The Bible says the truth was in him and he walked in it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And he not only spoke it, he walked in line with it. He was not just a Christian in mouth only. He was not just a Christian quoting scripture. He was not a Christian just trying to impress others. Because Christianity is a way of life. It's not a title. The first Christians were not called Christians because they introduced themselves as Christians. They were called Christians because they were Christ-like. They looked like Jesus. They did what Jesus wanted. It manifested in them. And that was the life of Gaius. And it was a testimony unto all. Because it was not about just surviving. It was not just about being personally successful. It was about leaving a footprint. How can I be significant? What impact am I making? What lives am I touching? What blessing is being bestowed? Are there people that will say, thank God for the life of this person? But on the other side, we have a man called Diotrephes. What was his choice? It wasn't an accident. Whatever you do, it's not an accident. It's a choice you make. If you say yes, it's a choice. If you say no, it's a choice. If you say, I'm still thinking about it, it's a choice. I've not yet decided, it's a choice. So the choices we make today will determine our tomorrow. And where we are today is as a result of choices we made yesterday. You know, when Adam fell, he made a choice. But he now tried to blame Eve. It's the woman you gave me. Indeed, he tried to blame God. I was on my own. I blamed myself. And you now gave me a woman that caused me this problem. So he was blaming God. But when he fell, the Bible says when Eve was tempted by the serpent, Adam was there with her. So it's not as if he went to walk or he suddenly heard that Eve had fallen. He was there. He made a choice. Eve made a choice. And you and I have been making choices. And we can either make choices for God or make choices not for God. And Diotrephes made a choice not for God. And what were the choices he made? Diotrephes made a choice to be selfish. It was all about me, mine, and I. And forget about other people. Forget about everybody. He made a choice to be unfaithful. He made a choice to be disobedient to the word of God. He made a choice not to be under authority. He made a choice to lie against others. He made a choice to be malicious. He made a choice to be spiteful. He made a choice not to be welcoming and hospitable. His life was not an accident. His life was a choice. His life was not about the circumstances around him. His life was a choice because despite the circumstances around people, you still make a choice. Either for God or for evil. Either for God or for the devil. He made a choice not to fulfill God's purpose for his life. He made a choice not to carry out the assignment that God had kept him alive for. And you can see the two opposites, one for God and one not for God. And I want to ask you, what choices are you making? Are you Gaius or are you Diotrephes? Examine yourself. Take out the circumstances. Take out the environment. Take out whatever. Take out whatever you're going to. What choices, despite all you're going to, what choices are you making? Joshua said, as for me and my children, we will serve the Lord. Apostle Paul, in the midst of crisis, in Acts 27, he says, this God that I belong to and I serve, he has told me that there will be no loss of life. Yes, the ship will wreck, but lives will not be lost because I receive a reassurance from God and I believe God. When you look at your circumstances and you decide to make a choice, when you look at Goliath and decide to make a choice, when you look at the Red Sea and decide to make a choice, and when you look at the walls of Jericho, you make a choice. You have made a choice that you are not looking at God, but you are looking at the circumstances. And fear comes, shame comes, nakedness comes. Adam made that choice. And when God came, he said, I was afraid. I was ashamed. And I was naked. The last man, Demetrius, would see Gaius as a father, or as a man, and he could see Diotrephes as a father and a man. And he made a choice. Bible says, this day I have placed before you a blessing and curse, life and death. Choose life, that you and your seed may be blessed forever. Whatever choice you make, you make a choice for your children and your generations to come. And the Bible says, Demetrius made a choice. That he wants nothing of Diotrephes. He wants all of Gaius. And the blessing that says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospered, is a blessing that came as a result of a choice. Demetrius had a testimony of the truth. He had a testimony that he made a good choice. He has decided to imitate the right things. What choice are you making today? Despite all we have gone through, the pandemic, there are still many that are yet to make a choice, but they think they have not, but you have made a choice. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. His ultimate he gave as a gift unto man. And you are saying, I'm still thinking about it. There's no other way. Some of us are still thinking about life, how to receive the gift of life, how to receive the gift of salvation, how to receive the gift of Jesus Christ, how to receive the free gift, and we do not know that we are living dangerously. Some have received, but they have allowed the spirit of religion to just make useless of what they think they are having. It's not churchianity. It's Christianity. It's about knowing Jesus. Jesus Christ says, eternal life is to know God. And knowing experience is a two-way street. Demetrius made a choice. Any one of us could be Demetrius. Any one of us could be Gaius or Diotrephes. But Demetrius is most likely a potential father or a person that looks at the potential of the choice that he will make, and he made the right choice. Today, I believe that a lot of people that are not born again will live here not born again. Because they have made a choice that no matter what happens. Remember, Jesus Christ says, he that hears my word and does my sayings is likened unto a wise man. But the other person, he that hears, you would hear, but you do not do. There's always a reason for tomorrow, but tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow never comes. And God wakes you up every day. But there's a time that is appointed unto man to die. And thereafter, judgment. Let's bow our heads. On this Father's Day, make a choice. Demetrius made a choice. He made a choice to be a man by choice. He made a decision to be a father by choice. You can make a decision to be a Christian, a child of God. It will be your choice. The Bible says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. What choice are you making? If you are not born again, you can make your choice that you will walk away. That's your choice. But if you are not born again, today is the day of salvation. God woke you up once again today. You do not know tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. On this day, we are celebrating fathers. Make a decision so that this day would be a memorial. I have not accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Then do so. There is no plan B. There is only one way. And as you make that decision, you enter into His presence. You enter into His presence. The presence that was lost in the Garden of Eden. This is another opportunity for you to step into His presence, into His purpose, into His principles, and walk with your life partner as God intended it. If you're not born again, just lift up your hands wherever you are. Nobody will beg you. Your salvation should not be by influence or manipulation or coercion. It should be by conviction. You know, God knows. Nobody else knows. But you know. Whether you're on site or online, it's for you to take that decision. Even as Diotrephes took a decision that I want to be a man. I want to be a father. I want to be a Christian. I want to be born again. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, for your Son. I thank you, O God, even as He's lifted up His hands. Father, He's lifted up His hands for you. As He repents of His sins, as He believes that Jesus Christ died for His sins, as He welcomes Jesus Christ into His heart, from henceforth He's a member of your kingdom, He's a member of your family, His name is written down in the book of life. He will enjoy life in its fullness, and He will receive life forevermore in your presence. Thank you for the salvation of His soul. Thank you for the salvation of souls of everyone out there online that are watching this. Father, the choice is made for you, not for man. And as they make that choice, they will never regret it. They will never be ashamed. They will never be afraid. They will never be naked. Because you will cover them with your presence. Your angels will stand guard. And your protective hedge of fire will be around them. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. God bless you.